Tomorrow I'll invent those blueprints. Tomorrow I'll stop.
What's going on, people? It's your boy Corey and my man Mr. Kirk.
What's up?
And welcome back to Schemes Come True, people. What will you do tomorrow? What will you do today to achieve your creative schemes? I'm Corey, that's Kirk, and we got a special, special guest in the studio today, Lady Barden.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Nailed it.
What's up, guys?
First time. First time every time.
That's right. They call you one take.
They call me one take Corey. It's not very catchy, but.
One take Corey, big tasty.
Wait, who? What they call me? Big Tasty?
Big Tasty.
Big Tasty. Okay. Yeah. I'll go with that. Get that tattooed on my back though. What up?
Okay.
Just one time.
Oh my god, just one time.
All right. So right. Yeah, we got no, you go.
Right below the text on your T-post t-shirt.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
I guess so.
Why not? Yeah. So I got my. Oh wait. Okay. Order of operations. Libby is important right now. The most important.
Yes.
We'll talk about my T-shirt later. How about that?
Talk about how I got scammed.
How you got?
How I got scammed?
I don't think you got scammed. I mean, there was a product. You know,
according to the internet, I got scammed.
Oh right.
Break it down.
Okay.
All right. Break it down.
We got an email. Not too long ago, from somebody alleging to be the founder of this T-shirt subscription service out of the Netherlands.
Sweden or something.
Yeah.
Or,
I think it was Sweden. And it's like high-end shirts with cool designs, but they print an article inside the shirt. So like it's a magazine, it's a T-shirt. They're like, hey, we like what you do. Here's a link to sign, like to get a free shirt. It'd be cool to see you guys like wearing our stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
would be cool.
Shot an email back like, hey, that sounds cool. Like, this is what we do. Whatever. We'll have it sent to, you know, such and such. And then it was like, you should come on the show. Like, sounds like you've been doing interesting things. Check out their website. The website looks legit. Do a little cursory searching. They seem like they're an actual organization. And they are. But what they do is, they don't charge you for the first shirt, and then they try to charge you for a bunch of other ones because it's like nearly impossible to unsubscribe from their service.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're pretty expensive too, right?
Yeah, they're like,
are they?
35 euros a piece or something like that.
Yeah.
Plus shipping and stuff. So it's like
plus shipping, international shipping.
Yeah. Because the date to cancel, they give you like a date, like this is when it's going to renew. And it was coming up, so I was trying to find on their website how to like cancel it. So then I was like, oh, I'll just do a little Google searching. And my dumb ass, the first thing comes up is this long Reddit post. You're like, this is a fucking scam.
Oh.
There's always someone out there that just knows.
Yep.
But I think their move is they look for like people like us who are trying to do some kind of product or project, and then it's like, hey, we want to work with you, and you're like, oh cool, people dig what we do. They just want the money.
Like, you know, it's just sad because, and I'm like, wow, I just can't be out here with my good friend talking about cool stuff and trying to get people together. Like, someone's always got to prey on us, you know.
It just means sad, you gotta wear your Apple. You're just gonna wear that pink Apple shirt more often.
Oh yeah, I do. I think it still fits, possibly. I gotta find
that video of you with the sword in the pink Apple shirt.
My god, that was funny. That was funny. I still have that sword too.
Enough about our shenanigans. Although we may have you when you get back to Ireland, we may have you run this up to Interpol since you know.
Yeah, you got those connections. I know you do.
Yeah.
I can tell. I just know. I know these things.
Got a good feeling.
Undercover.
Yeah, it's the nose, you know. The nose knows. Just saying. Yeah. Stupid. You know this.
Yep.
Well, now you're getting to know that, but it's okay.
Sniffing it out through Zoom. Either way.
Yeah. Either way. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Libby, tell us a little bit about what you do, like what Barden Creative, your company.
Yes.
Right. So I design websites. It started that way, and now I've kind of built out into brand identity and branding design. So I kind of do that as a package deal. Obviously, I like when clients come to me and they like to do a bit of both at once. And usually if they're looking for a website, I'll talk to them about their branding just because of cohesiveness. It's kind of nice to get a full, well-rounded picture of that. But yeah, I kind of fell into it, sort of. I was in Ireland, just had my son, and I was finishing up my master's, which I was doing my master's while I had my six-week-old son in my arms, sort of thing. And time went on, and I wasn't really ready to do the 9-to-5 and leave the house and do all of that. So I sat down, and I thought, well, what kind of skills do I have? What do I know how to do? And I knew I wanted to do something creative, and I had taken some coding courses, and I majored in communication and media studies and did a bit of Adobe Creative Cloud, you know, skills through working for the newspaper, student newspaper, and picked those skills up and threw them all together. And this is what I do now. But yeah, it was kind of a little work in progress. I pick at pieces, created my own website. I think for me, I need to see my brand myself, like what Barton Creative looked like before I could do it for other people. And I know that some people do it the opposite, where they take on projects long enough to make enough money where they can do their own website and can advertise that more. But I felt that for me, in order for other people to believe in their identity as a brand and what they do, I needed to do the same for myself first. So that's kind of how that started and took on clients. At first it was friends, and now it's gone beyond that, referrals, and yeah, it's going pretty well.
That's what's up. It's like the No, it's like that, like you have to kind of get your own house in order before you start to be able to, like, I guess, help other people. But yeah, it could go either way, but it's cool because people will be able to see the example of it. Oh snap, this is really, you know, well done. Mine could be really well done too. It's just like, you know, you already have that proof in the pudding right there. So yeah, I like that.
Kirk.
For fans of the show, Libby is designing or is almost done designing the website for Sparkle Chicken, Miss Emily.
Ooh, nice.
So you'll be able to see her handiwork there soon.
Yeah, in the next couple of days, we launch the site, and her branding has been out on social media, but that'll be, you know, translated through her website too. So you'll be able to see that.
Sick. Nice. Looking forward to it.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a cool project because, one, it's my cousin, so that was fun. But then I also got to bring my sister into it too. So she went to school and had an art degree. But she did a lot of graphic design. So in those beginning stages, when I was really starting out the design piece, I went to her and I said, hey, can I throw you some work? Like, just keep it between us. And we do little pieces of projects together, and maybe something that I can't quite figure out or conceptually it's a bit different than what I would normally do. I asked my sister, which is great. And so it's great to be able to, like, give her that option too for a side income. And yeah, it's worked out pretty well.
Oh, sweet. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
It's that rising tide.
It is that rising tide.
Yes, it is.
So, and it's like, dang. No, you go.
No,
I did last time.
And after you, sir.
Me? Oh, yeah. Thanks, dog. Yeah, so I... Stupid. I'd gone to school for visual communications, like graphic design, illustration, all that stuff. And with that, it's like, especially on the graphic design side, is like we were doing a bunch of like projects that were like, okay, cool, this will measure up to what we need to do in like real life and all that stuff. And I freelance straight out of college, but my friend had gone like into the workspace. But it's like they want you to do a lot more stuff than they actually like teach you or whatever like that. At least where I went to school. And even those separate things, so say like logo design or like branding, marketing, web design, all that stuff, it's like those are separate disciplines all on their own that deserve a lot of attention. And so, you know, getting out, it's like, oh snap, yeah, I know how to do this pretty well. And it's like, but I don't know how that do that pretty well. Have you like found that in times where, because you mentioned your sister does graphic design, so it's like I was wondering, I'm like, oh, is there gonna be that distinction there of like, this is graphic design, this is branding and marketing, this is web design kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Because I think, I mean, I originally started the business thinking I was just going to do web design. Mm-hmm. And then when I did market research about what other people were doing, a lot of them would offer the two services. So I was like, right, I've got to get quick on my feet, learn those skills. I have some under my belt, but I needed just to practice, like with my own branding. I did a friend of mine's, like, I felt like I need to have these skills and I need to learn them quickly, but it helps with the web design bit as well, because you can do a lot with coding, but some of it you actually have to go in and create graphics for. So I found that skill I probably would have had to learn down the line, but I felt like it was really important that I offered that service. And so however I had to learn to do that, I would. So I would ask my sister. Like I said, in college, I was the editor in chief for a student newspaper, and our graphic designer fell out halfway through the year. And so I had to quickly learn those skills then too. Right. So thankfully I remembered a lot of them after my master's, and I took this on. But I find that I think a lot of times we forget that like design means so many different things to so many different people, and how you execute that is completely different too. And so even though it's like web design, brand design, there is just logo stuff. There are just little bits that clients want. Like some people just might come to me for a logo, right? And so it's different from branding in that's just one element. And I think a lot of people come to me looking for branding, but only ask for the logo, thinking that that's the only piece.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, I think sometimes you just have to adapt and learn, and you're also teaching your clients and you're learning along the way too. And so, it's a big journey that you're on. And then you get really close with your clients through these processes, because we're all kind of learning as we go. Even if you're in this business for a long time, you still learn a lot, and your clients are learning, and they're teaching you all kinds of things, patience sometimes, or
for damn sure.
A lot of times it's patience. A lot of times it's, different styles, things I might not have thought of. And, I'm still in the early stages, so I can't be that particular about my client base. I can't do that so much. So I have to adapt my own style and sometimes just give the client what they're asking for. And I might not always be satisfied at the end what that looks like, but if they're happy, I've done my job. So.
Right. Yeah. All right, Kirk, sorry.
Oh, you're good.
You're okay.
Hopefully it won't happen again, but you never know. It's me.
So. No, you're good. I feel like you answered the question I was going to ask, but just in case. No. It's totally fine. What is something like that you've learned in the last year or so that you wish you would have known when you started your business?
Oof. I feel like I would have wanted to know a little bit more about client management and how the process takes off. Like, I remember in the beginning, I was really fixated on that. Like, I was like, okay, what is my process? How long should each piece take? And how should I charge people? Because money is always a weird conversation. And trying to figure out what those rates are. I focused a lot on that, but I think what I didn't focus on enough is like how to get the client involved enough that they feel like they have power and agency over what the final product's going to look like, versus where do I come in and where do I educate? Or sometimes it's like, I'll create a design and I almost have to sell it back to them. Like, even though they've given me kind of their likes and dislikes, things they want to see and don't want to see, sometimes it's still me selling the design back to them. And so that's kind of a hard thing. I guess I didn't know how much of my marketing and communication, courses in college were going to pay off in that way. Like, I just thought I was going to be doing just design, but a lot of it is like communicating back and forth with your clients. And so I guess I would have experimented more as far as like how that would look with friends before I took on clients that I didn't know, because now it's kind of a huge learning curve, like how to keep them involved. So it's been tough, only because I feel like it's not so much like keeping them involved, I guess, as much as it's like keeping them in the loop, because sometimes they'll give me all their ideas and I'm just sat for maybe 2 weeks, right, creating the design, and sometimes they'll message me like, hey, how are things going, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I should have told them like this might be a 2-week thing, I'll talk to you on X date, like setting deadlines for them and myself. So things like that I wish I would have known before.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, it's I guess sometimes it's like difficult to gauge because it's like, all right, well, they're like, okay, just go off and do your thing. And it's just like, okay, like no instructions sometimes is like, where do I start? Where do I begin? What do they like? And you're sending it off and they're like, yeah, just keep doing it. It's just like, I don't know what you want. Right. Not when you want it.
But it's funny because sometimes the client doesn't know what they want either. And so you're kind of left in the space where they're like, you do what you think you should do. And then you give it back to them and they're like, I'm not really sure. And then I have to explain, like, that's why we have these conversations, is because maybe there's a color you don't want to see, or maybe there's, you know, maybe you don't like simple designs. Maybe you want something more abstract, like even just those little buzzwords help. And so along the way, I've had to create questionnaires, which sounds so like,
oh yeah, yeah,
kind of mundane and boring and you have to fill them out, but it helps so that way I can get a good idea of who you are too. So maybe you don't know what you want your brand to look like, but I need to know who you are as a person too, to kind of base that work off of.
Yeah, so. Definitely like narrows the field and all that stuff. And then it's like, it's a lot more focused on, okay, this is what you want to look like, here's colors and all that stuff, and this is what you want to say, kind of thing. But at times too, it's like, at least when I was back like freelancing, it was, all right, I'm gonna do what they wanted me to do, and I'm gonna do what I think they, you know, what I think they should do instead.
Yeah.
And I've definitely done that. And then I had this one client who I had done a logo for, and he had someone else do another like piece of branding for him as well. And it was like, she kind of used like what I had, but then like remixed it a little bit, like colors and everything. And I'm just like,
wow.
And I was young at the time, but I was just like, I mean, it's not gonna go together. Like it's very different. First of all, she didn't even talk to me about like doing this, but it's like, it's very different from like what you know, you can't have like 500 different logos and, you know, this and that for like your one business, especially starting out, because people aren't gonna get familiar with what, you know, what they're supposed to be like, I guess, latching onto and stuff. So yeah, it gets nutty. Definitely gets nutty.
Sometimes it's a bit of a modge podge, right? Like you're trying to kind of stick things together. Like I've had a client sort of recently, but she wanted a certain font, but then the element of the main design we were working on too. And so then like halfway through the project, she's like, okay, like a different font. And then it became something where I'm like, I think we've run into kind of a crossroads here, because now it doesn't quite go together. And so it was kind of just, we had to adapt the design and everything kind of had to change, which she was fine with because she could also see where it was kind of mixed matched. But sometimes that happens when you have some clients that are really particular about things and then others that aren't. But I find that the ones that aren't and don't really know what they want to do, it's a bit easier because you can either sell them the idea or show them a fully realized design. But the ones who really know what they want, sometimes it's what it looks like in their head is not quite the way that it comes out.
Yeah, yeah. But they have to see it though in order to be like, oh, okay. And then, you know, then then the healing begins.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Kirk, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I don't have a lot of experience in this realm. So
that's okay.
I'm trying to let the experts talk.
Oh, no, me. I'm an expert to dummy over here. I'm the dummy, but like, in case you guys didn't know, I was the used to be.
That's
no longer my field of expertise anymore, but I still remember.
you still do some graphics. I mean, you designed the logo for the podcast and
I do a little bit. Awesome.
You've done a lot of our branding and that kind of stuff. So. You still dabble?
I still dabble behind the scenes and all that stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. You know.
You may get tapped to dabble again for some upcoming projects, who knows?
Oh yeah. That's full dabble though. I can't half dabble.
So you have a dabble do?
Yeah. Slide down a brontosaurus and everything like that. I do wish for the days where that might be reality at some point. You never know. They're engineering mosquitoes. They're bringing back dinosaurs. Brontosaurus time could have come around, but you never know.
I thought you were talking about doing graphic design and branding.
Oh!
It's like a gig, not sliding down brontosauruses.
I was talking about Jurassic Park, baby. I mean, that could be, that's like more possible than Jurassic Park. So yeah, I could get back into that if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But like, I like these design trends now and all that stuff. Oh, sorry, Lydia.
What no, but would you like to do that kind of thing? Did you like it when you were doing it, or?
I didn't mind it. I more liked so dumb, Corey. I was more into like the illustration aspect, but I like doing logos though. Logos and like iconography is fun. I like doing that kind of stuff for sure. But who knows? I mean, I'll, like Kirk had said, I'll be getting into that for like the stuff that we're gonna be working on now and in the future. But who knows? Never know. The world is just, you know, full of possibilities. Dinosaurs included.
Yes. Picturing you pecking out a logo with your nose and then picking up your hand and be like, it's a living, does kill me.
Yes. Yes. Oh my god. I feel like that sometimes. when I'm doing my rideshare stuff, like, it's a living. I'm like, I just drive the car. That's when I like just divorce myself from the conversation or like any topic that people have that I don't want to get into. I'm just like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'll just do my thing. Like, don't mind me. But yes, long answer. Long answer. Yeah, I mean, I might get back in. I might dabble a little bit and stuff, but I definitely want to focus on more of the getting back to traditional drawing and some digital drawing and painting and all that stuff. It's been hard to figure out what to do with that 100%, but yeah, it'll come to. It does.
Yeah. I didn't think I'd be doing this. I think it just was like, what skill set do I have? And it was like mid-pandemic, and I was like, okay, I don't really feel comfortable going out for work. So like, what do I have? Like, I even had to look at my resume, and I was like, all right, what kind of business can I start? Will I hire myself? I just didn't know. And so I just took a look, and I was like, all right, well, let's piece this together. Maybe there's like a name for this that I know how to do. But sometimes you just have to look at like things like that. Or I remember one time I was thinking, what were things that I enjoyed as a child? Like, what elements of that can I like pull into my adulthood? And I remember thinking like, well, I really liked, it sounds really stupid, but every time we had a project in school that required making a poster, that was like the part I was stoked about. I was like, oh my gosh, yes, that's exactly. Yeah. And if you think about a website, it is sort of like a poster, like you're putting it together with the information in the right spot and it has to read correctly. And
yeah,
I don't know. And then I thought, okay, well, if that's my reasoning, if that's how I have to like, you know, where I have to put my rationale and support myself and kind of foster that child in myself and give her the dream job she might've wanted. Like, let's just do that for now. And if it sticks and I like it, that's great. And if not, I know what I don't want to do, or, you know, just move on to the next thing.
That's right.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It is a lot of that, like type heft. Take two. It is a lot of that, like tapping into that childhood like inspiration of like, oh, well, what did I do as a kid? Like that I had a lot of energy around and like had fun with and stuff. And you find that you can turn that into like a career, that, you know, passion, the career, and like all that stuff. It's like, okay, cool. Especially in adulthood, because you're like, you know, hopes and dreams don't pay the bills. Yeah. I wish they did. Oh my god, if I wish and I hope. Then the bank will go away.
It's the plan.
Yeah, but is that like that dusting off of the resume? Just
like, exactly. Hey,
what have I done again? Yeah. What's noteworthy? No, it's good though. It's good, and especially during pandemic, it's like, you know, you can't go out and do the normal jobs that, you know, people are doing, and it's just like no one's hiring. It's just like, well, let me just kind of make something happen myself, like instead of depending on like an employer to like, oh, you know, will you hire me, or like, you know, oh, gotta get ready for the interview. You're just like, I just got my pajamas on, I got my computer, and I got things to do.
Yeah.
It's mainly on the keyboard.
Yeah,
typing in that code.
And I think the hardest part, at least for me, was like, what's that worth? What's it worth to anybody, what I do? Yeah. How do I come up with like what to charge people? Do you do it by the hour? And like, I thought about that, but I also was like, if I charge by the hour, but I'm really quick at what I do because I've learned a lot and because I'm you know, I'm skilled in what I do and it takes me a shorter period of time, I'm kind of doing myself a disservice.
Yes.
I charge them by the hour then. And so some, I had to kind of find a medium between, you know, kind of a menu list of things that people could do and how much that would cost. Or I could start with that. Here's the baseline of how much a project like that typically would take. And then I'll give you, you know, two major edits and then, you know, two minor edits. And then from there, I'll charge an hourly rate and be really transparent about that. And I think for a couple clients, I failed to do that early on. And so I've learned my lesson the hard way for that. But yeah, like I had to find that medium. But I remember for a long time, I struggled about what it was worth to people.
Yeah.
So,
and then you know. I was like, hey, Libby's got discount services.
Right.
I know. I know. So like you, we tend to like undervalue ourselves a lot, don't we? Because we're like,
we do.
We don't know. And so part of that, you have to look into the market. And yeah, those people might have been doing this job for 10 years. And so, okay, you drop the rate down by a little bit, but not much, because if they don't go to you, they're going to go to them.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It was, I struggled with that for quite some time too. And then I had, it wasn't until I like really, really realized, because I was working, selling fitness equipment for like, I moved down here and stuff. And my boss was like, hey, he's like, just remember, they have money. Like they have mm-hmm. money. Just sell it to them. They'll buy it. So it's like, hey, you sure you want to buy this, like, you know, $4,000 treadmill? They're like, people are like, yeah, like, give it to me. Put it in the back of the truck. It's just like, yeah. Oh, okay. Are you sure? Yeah. It's really yeah. expensive. It's like, no, they know what they're doing. When they walk in there, when they approach you, you know, email you, call you, whatever, they know what they're doing. They're just like, yeah, I want a boss ass website. Like, I want this on. I want yeah. videos and photographs and text. Like, give it to me.
Right. And they've seen your competitors. They know what they charge. Yeah. So it's not like that they have that number in their head. And even still, even if they come to you, give them the number that you want. You can negotiate down a little bit if you really like the project. But one thing I had to learn is like, don't be afraid to say no. Like if they don't have the budget for it, or they're not ready yet, make a good connection and make like leave that lasting impression. And then they'll come back to you when they do, or, you know, they have branding done a bit cheaper and in a couple of years they want to upgrade and they come back to you. So you kind of, you have to advocate for yourself sort of too.
Yes, for sure. And I'd watched a video a couple weeks ago that talks about guys, he's got some good stuff going on, but he talked about cost, price, and value. And that's all I'm gonna say. And I forgot what the guy's name is, whatever like that, but it's a very important video for people who are starting their own business or offering products or services, because you get to learn the differences between those three and then be like, okay, I've been doing it wrong for a number of years. And now I know how to like, you know, make this thing happen. And, you know, so you don't run into the situations where you're like, oh, I feel like I undercharged. Like, I could have got way more out of
this. I might've seen that same video, because I remember I was like, I hate talking about money anyway in my personal life. I was like, this is gonna be really hard. If I can't get over that and be able to learn how to set financial boundaries for myself and then help my client do the same, like, it's not gonna go well, because then now you're having even more awkward conversations when you've gone over or outside the scope of work, and now you're like, I'm working for 5 cents an hour at this point, right?
Yeah.
So then you're like, okay, right. So what am I, you know, you got to start it from the beginning, right? What is it? What's the value? Like,
I can hear them coming now. They're literally taking a laptop from your car has been repossessed.
Yes.
Like, no.
Yeah.
Took the earbuds out and everything.
But like thankfully that's never happened to me. But literally, like,
that's good.
But you see so many people where they're like, I'm making nothing off this project now. I'm just like, about, you know, like you have to sometimes come to that awkward conversation where it's like, this might not work. But really, as the designer, you kind of hold more power in the sense that like, you don't hand anything off until you get paid. So
that's the key. That's folks, listen to that. I made that mistake before.
Don't give anything over until you've done that last. You've hit that last payment milestone. Like, you've got to Oh, Corey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, I made the horrible mistake. I thought I was doing the right thing, and I was like, oh shit, I just got rolled.
Damn you, T-Post.
Damn. Never, folks, never give someone the options, all the options.
Nope.
Before you get paid. Don't be like me. Don't do it. I was young and dumb. Oh, young and dumb. Still dumb, but not young anymore. So now I'm just dumb. That sounds bad. I'm just kidding. No, I'm a pretty smart dude on the right day. But what are you going to do?
That's right. You're learning.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus.
That's right.
We're gonna shut up now.
Lord, take me home. Swing low. What's the best part of your job, Libby?
Yes.
I think the best part of my job is that I like most days, I'd say I enjoy showing up, and that doesn't mean just like sitting down at the desk and doing it. Like, I really show up, I really care about what I'm doing, and my clients really care, and you know, they want to see me do well because it helps them do well, and so it's all very mutual. And so there are some days where you're like, oh my god, this project's dragging, I really want to procrastinate it, but the longer I do it, the longer it sits and the longer my client, it's just, you don't have the option. And so I've learned to discipline myself in the way that I need to. And so showing up to work every day, like I love it. And so that's the best part of my job, is that even with the hard days, the good days outweigh. And so,
yeah,
I'm thankful for that.
That's good.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, flip side of the coin, what's the worst part?
Dun, dun, dun. worst part.
Worst.
Honestly, I'm a good boss, but I'm also a bad boss. Like, to myself. Do you know what I mean? Like, the only one who holds me accountable is me, really. Like, a client could email me and be like, where's this? Where's that?
Yeah.
Doesn't really usually happen because I'm my own worst enemy when it comes to that. And I have to do it. But yeah, I think staying on top of things, especially on the days where I really don't want to, or I have a lot going on, or I ran into this issue kind of early on where I was just so excited that I was getting clients that I took them all on without setting start dates. And so for that, like, if I had had a better boss and it wasn't me, I don't think that would have happened. And so it's all on me. So I guess that's the toughest part.
That's hard. Do you like, do you at least do like casual Fridays though?
Like, it's casual boss? Every day. It's casual. Doesn't make it special, it doesn't make it special. Yeah, I mean, no. I think some casual Friday for a year and a half, I think, for most. And so sometimes it's nice to be able to go and meet with your clients and have those lunch, you know, dates and all that. You miss that quite a bit. But yeah, I mean, I'm a cool boss. I can set my own hours. Mm-hmm. That's pretty fun. But I don't like to handle quite every aspect. Like I said, the financial bit's just really hard for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It can be weird. Can definitely be weird.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But people have money.
People have money, so
they have it. They want to spend it.
not me, but people.
No, but people. I'm just crazy.
Where are they going to be keeping it? Because I don't know the secret to their place.
I just want to know.
just a little hint. That's all I'm looking for.
Please.
So, kind of in those same lines, what's the worst piece of advice that you've received in regards to your business and the stuff that you've been working on?
Like the absolute worst.
The worst.
Terrible. Awful. Mm. Bad.
I think the worst and the best advice came at the same time for me because. Okay. It's good advice, but man, it's hard to hear. It's that sometimes first you have to do shit you don't want to do. But the other thing is sometimes you just have to give the client what they want and you don't have to like it. And so that's kind of a shout out at my dad. Sorry, Dad. But that was a hard one because I was like, man, I really sometimes those are the projects that are really hard to show up for. But you sometimes you just have to give them what they want, give the people what they want. And it's hard to do sometimes.
But just don't put your name on it.
That's the thing. You don't have to put it in your portfolio. You don't have to showcase it off social media if you're trying to get new clients, but you made a client happy and that's great for referrals and just gotta do shit you don't want to do sometimes. So.
That's the key.
That's fair.
But then they're like, hey, wait, where's that one piece that you did for me though?
Yeah.
That awesome one that I love so much. Why isn't it in your portfolio?
I know it.
I can't see it.
I know.
Like,
it was too awesome. It crashed my website, so I had to take it off.
So it's very special. I didn't want to just have anybody see it. I just wanted you to see it, you know?
Okay. Some kind of, it's a 504 too awesome error. It's pretty standard stuff for the internet. Like, you wouldn't understand.
File size is too large.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just hide them. No, those are like, yeah, it's like, just gonna do some stuff you don't want to do. And I'm like, I've been doing stuff I don't want to do for years. Like, when will it end?
I know. Like,
limbo at this point.
But it does pay off when you get the clients you want, right? So, like, good referrals mean that maybe the next client, you know, you get the dream project. So every time you strike out on a personal level where you didn't get to do what you wanted to do, you know, you're ready for the next at bat, basically. Like, you're ready for your next client that could be this awesome project that you love doing. And so you just have to hold out a little bit sometimes, but it's hard.
Yeah. That's good advice, though. It's good advice with the follow-up as well, though. That's because people are going to be like, oh, great. Like, I got to do stuff I don't want to do and do stuff I don't want to do. And like, meh. But like, no, it's true. Everyone's been through it at some point. And like, you know, you have the options of either showing it or not showing it.
Yep.
Nice. I like it.
Speaking of those things, I hope when you update your resume, Corey, if you haven't already, for your last job, you put down Rock Monster. That's your title.
Rock Monster. Kind of rocks for a couple of months.
Counted rocks, moved rocks.
Talked like, to rocks. What have you been doing? Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
What have you been doing, Corey? What have you been up to?
What I've been doing? Oh, my God. Doesn't everybody want to know that? I was doing inventory management for a countertop company and all that stuff. And I just had to kind of leave out because I always get a little too stuck sometimes in the normal jobs, and it just becomes like my life in a way. And so I mean, it was good, you know, pays the bills and all that stuff, but I'm like, I gotta get out of this. Like, you know, we've been talks of getting new projects up and running, and there's been other opportunities coming up, and I'm just like, I might have to get a little uncomfortable again and just get out there and make a new schedule and start doing some stuff. So I've been working on getting my Instagram under control and also building up materials for the new launch for the business. And then also, wait, did we talk about it already, Kirk? Can I like say it or not say it?
Say what?
About our
Tales from the Machine projects.
Yes.
No,
yes.
We really haven't talked about that. But
no.
Teaser, breadcrumbs.
Teaser. Well, we are switching from a audio medium to a visual medium. I mean, there'll be audio as well, but you know, that's all you're getting, guys.
That's silent movies. That's what we're doing.
Yes.
They're coming back.
Back away.
putting it all on black.
Oh, I'm black, baby.
And silent.
You're like, you miserable bastard. Like, I just put all my chips in.
Dialogue cards.
Yes.
Oh,
old timesy shit, you know what I mean? But
tinkling on a piano as the soundtrack.
So we're getting back to what I should be doing in the first place, or what I've chosen to do, obviously. But yeah, I've just been trying to get my head around becoming the artist again, going pro and stuff. Some words from Stephen Pressfield, who I can't thank enough for writing The War of Art, for me realizing my faults. But so I'm just trying to get back to form and all that stuff, get back into practice and get accustomed to creating and not getting crazy about it and all that stuff. Right. It's been a long process, but I can't do that for the rest of my life. I can't keep on can't keep backpedaling for the rest of my life. So yeah, so getting back to the art illustration and a little bit of fun stuff with the new projects as well. Yeah.
That's cool. Sometimes you just gotta get out of your own way, you know.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, he's the worst. The Corey that gets in the way, he is fucking awful.
He's a rock monster.
He is a rock. He's a rock monster. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I really think that should go on your, instead of inventory management, you can put inventory management as one of your job duties as rock monster. But I think your job title should be rock monster.
Yes.
Or rock man.
Rockman. They call me Rockman.
The Mega Man shout out.
Oh my god. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, and I got like hammer and everything like that. So I got a couple hammers because I like hammers, but that's a little bit about me.
Okay. So we've reached
I'm clearly, Kirk.
We've reached that part of the show where Corey starts talking about his hammer and swinging his hammer and
I swings it.
Okay. But, all right. Know. Enough out
of you. All right. That's enough out of me. Lord,
I want people to come back on the show.
I really do. Guys, don't take anything I say as crazy. But no, it's crazy. It is. Crazy. Kirk, take us out. I'm over here.
You're good.
I'm just hanging out.
So let me, where if they wanna engage your services, that sounds old timey and weird. where can they find you?
Oh wow.
You can find me at bardencreative.com or bardencreative on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
Birdie. Excellent.
thanks guys.
Yeah, is there anything else that you want to promote while you're here?
Yeah. Oh, Sparkle Chicken site.
Yep.
So that'll be launching soon. Miss Emily Sparkle Chicken, and her URL is missemilysings.com. So that should be out in a couple days.
Yep. Yeah. So we'll put all that stuff in the show notes. As always, people, don't forget to do the rate, the review, the subscribe. Although I keep hearing that the subscribe on iTunes thing is not a thing anymore, but who the hell knows?
What?
Yeah, I don't know. They're changing shit over there. Who follow, subscribe? I'm not sure.
They can rate us. Give us like 5 stars.
Yeah, there you go. 5 stars.
For quality audio content.
All the way across the board.
At all times.
That's right. Good conversation. The car was clean. Yeah. The whole thing.
So wholesome too.
That's right. Oh boy. And for more wholesome content, follow us on Instagram at Schemes Come True Network. And make sure to check out our Patreon. That's patreon.com/schemescometrue, where we release all sorts of dumb and fun bonus content. We talk about Craigslist, we talk about anime. Corey's going to do a review of his t-shirt over there.
Yes.
So keep an eye on that. And as always, thank you so much to our patrons.
Yes.
Peter B. Sean J. Seymour Butts.
Butts.
That was Peach Behind the Curtain, Bargain Creative.
Marty.
Damn it. The soon to be Mr. Burnett, Young Gun himself, Cam G.
Young Gun. Blah, blah. How do you do this shit? I'm so stupid. I don't know. All right.
And the very, very busy, but hopefully we get to engage with him soon, Mr. Sigs Online himself, Jake.
Mr. Jake. Yes.
We'll see you next week, people.
We gotta get more Patreons. Patrons.
Yes. More Patreons. Steal them. More websites.
Just take them. Yeah. Right. 100 Patreons by Friday.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's 2 days. Okay. I'm releasing this tomorrow. We got one day to get 100 patrons.
My God, that's crazy.
If we get 100 patients by Friday, Corey's getting a face tattoo.
I didn't agree to this. What is it of?
We'll roll the fine print at the end. Don't worry, it's fine.
I don't know if I like that.
Just a big hammer, giant hammer.
Oh, yo.
It's not going to be an ice cream cone.
Straight down my face.
Oh, my God.
That's insane. Oh my God, that'd be so painful.
Oh God, I can't even imagine.
Just a donut around one of your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just shave my eyebrow and just, yeah. Yeah.
You're gonna have a donut monocle?
I'd never get employed again. Ever again. Mm-hmm. That'd be it. All right, we gotta get out of here.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here.
I'm getting stupid. But
that's okay.
I've been getting stupid, but you know.
I think you're thinking about your donut eye now.
I am
gonna
actually
completely lose it.
Is it sprinkled or chocolate frosted?
Special thank you. You sound like Clarence there. I've been watching too much Clarence. Sprinkle or chocolate frosted?
chocolate frosted. There's so many possibilities.
That's right.
Like, I love Clarence. Love that show.
Same.
Shout out to Clarence.
That's right. Shout out to Allison at Creative Framing, too, for coming through with the donuts when I was home.
Where my donut, though?
Well, you weren't there. You weren't there.
You're supposed to bring one back.
I'll put it in the mail.
Now?
Just a big greasy stain in an envelope for you.
Yes, I like that very much. Yes. I've been getting donuts again, which is bad. That's actually a bad sign, guys. I know it sounds comical, but it's a bad sign. Yeah, I need help. Either way, we gotta end the show because I've said too much once again.
But and, we'll see everybody next week. Thank you, Libby, for being here.
We will. Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, so do you. Foolish. Kirk, cut the monitors. Turn off the camera.